So we're up to Simon Yudalid, Halacha Beis. I don't know, I have a different page number. What page number is it?
Sadi Hey.
Si'if Katan Beis. Yoichas Shtei Hatzim. Wait, did we do Beis? Yeah, we did Beis. Up to Gimel. Okay. We're up to Gimel. Kate Sadivov. Gimel. Yizor Shloi Liga B'Shas P'sug D'Zimra M'kol Shkeim Achri Achakach Ad Gemar HaTfilu B'Mekomos HaMechusim B'Gufa. You should be very careful when you recite P'sug D'Zimra not to touch any part of your body which is normally covered. Oy B'Roisha B'Mekom HaMechusim. Do not touch your hair. Do not touch any part of your body which normally is covered, because there's sweat, and that sweat will require you to wash your hands. Any mucus in the nose, person should not touch. Person blows his nose, he should be careful not to touch the mucus from the nose. Anything that comes out of the ear, also liga. Unless you use a tissue. Okay, he's referring to a handkerchief, like we told you before, from the ancient times, the big, massive shmata handkerchiefs, which are extinct. Tissues. If a person does touch this part of the body which is normally covered, who touches the mucus in the nose or the ears, then he must wash his hands with water, which is a very big chum in the middle of davening, to go to the sink and wash your hands. It's a little davening, you cannot leave the Beis HaKnesses and go wash his water. Dailoi, it is sufficient. Binikoyon tsurar, to wipe your hands on a pebble. Anyone carry around rocks in their pockets? Right? So this is a whole different time. To rub your hand against the wall. I don't think that will go very well today either in rubbing your hand on the wall. So today we rub it on the table, on the furniture, on the table, on your pants, on your suit jacket, on your coat, on the table. But I have not seen anyone rub their hand on the wall. It would not appear to go off well if you rub your hand on the wall.
Okay. Reach out for in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Let's say it's tissues on the table, like right here.
If you need to, you have no choice. I guess you can, but you have to make believe you were standing in front of a Melech Basar V'dam. If you weren't standing in front of a king, which you had great respect for, would you do so? No, you wouldn't.
Well,
maybe yes, maybe not. It's very hard to relate today to such a concept of a Melech Basar V'dam, because we don't have. I've seen many videos of people speaking to President Obama or President Bush, and they talk to him like you talk to your next door neighbor, and you joke around, and there's no Ema Amalchus, Ema Samalchus, and he represents one of the highest leaders in the world, powers of the world. So there's no Ema Samalchus Mizmanazeh, but we have to remember that not so long ago they were world leaders, and Melech Basar V'dam, and you would shake, person would shake when you stand in front of them, because if they don't like you, it's over, it's curtains on the spot. Let's go further. Next, Dalet, Mizmar Lesoda. Okay, we now come to Mizmar Lesoda. Oimrim Ba'amida Uvesimcha. We recite it when we are standing, and we recite it with great joy. Shul B'mokam Karbon Toida. It is in place of a Karbon Toida. Chazal tells us when Mashiach comes, the carbon, all the carbonus will be bottled, with the exception of the Karbon Toida. V'chein Min Vayivarech David Ad Atohu Hashem Elokim Yoimar Ba'amida. When you come to Vayivarech David, after you finish Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen, after when you begin the Vayivarech David, one is supposed to stand, and the reason is because when you are in a state of great joy, you stand up. It's a natural reflex. When you get excited, if you're sitting home and you get a phone call, something wonderful happened, you jump up. You jump up out of joy. It's a natural reflex to jump up out of joy when you hear good news. So when the person recites Mizmor Lesod, he's giving thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's supposed to be in a state of incredible joy and thanksgiving. He has to jump up. It's more than just standing. It's getting up. Now, for example, when a person goes to the mikvah, I'll give you an example. When does a person receive tahara when he goes to a mikvah? A person, his tummy goes to the mikvah. So there's a hakira in the mefarshim. Is the tahara of the mikvah when you're in the mikvah, or is the tahara coming up from the mikvah? When you're in the mikvah, that's not called tahara, because that's you're in a state where you can't exist. You cannot live submerged in water. The tahara is triggered when you come up from the mikvah. Being in the mikvah is just a prerequisite to receive your tahara. When you stand for mizmor l'soda, is it the standing that is what you're required to do? Or is it no? It's the getting up. I'm sitting down, and now I come to mizmor l'soda, I stand. That is the great part of standing. Yeah.
So, according to that, it would be wrong to stand all through... Especially
correct. It would be wrong because you have to be able to stand. Correct. Absolutely. That's part. That will be a nafkamina. What's the purpose of standing for Mizmor L'Soda and standing for Vayivarech David? Is it standing or is it not to get up? To get up. So the nafkamina would be. Let's put aside. There may be a reason why you should sit. Let's put that. Let's say there's no special reason for sitting for Hodu and all those. Let's put that aside. Would you be allowed to stand for the entire Pesukei de Zimra? So if you learn that the most important thing is to stand, it's not getting up, but it's standing, then there's no problem. You can stand for the entire Pesukei de Zimra. But if the important aspect of standing for Mizmor L'Soda V'Yivarech David is not to stand, but not that you should be standing, but it's to stand up, then no. Then you're obligated to sit down for Hodu, so that when you come to Mizmor L'Soda, you stand up. You have to sit for the Hallelukos, Baruch Hashem Li'olam, Amen, Amen, so that when you come to Vayivarech David, you stand up. That'll be an afkamina. This is a hakira in the Paiskim. What's the purpose of standing for Mizmor L'Soda and standing for Vayivarech David? Again, is it that you should be in a state of Amida, or is it because you should do a Maisa of going from Yeshiva to Amida as an expression of Simcha? Yeah. It's not clear. A hakira, it's a debate. Like everything else. There are no, like everything else in Halacha, you can say like this, you can say like this, you find the sheet like this, and Afkamina. That's what it says that in the time of Mashiach, there's no, nothing, there is no clarity in Halacha. You always can find another opinion, you can find another Mahalach. You have to stick with one approach and just go with it. But here, one thing everyone agrees that you should at least stand up. With kavana, intent, with simcha, joy, likewise, you shall stand for the bracha of yishtabach. Hey, the Shabbos v'yom tov, oimrim. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, ain oimrim mizmor l'soda. Why not? B'nei shekarban toida ba b'nidava. A carbon toida. Every time you bring a carbon, you're burning something on the mizbeach. You're making a fire. You're not allowed to burn a fire on the mizbeach. It's a malacha d'oraisa. Why then are you so? And the only time you can bring a carbon on Shabbos over the carbonus which are doicha Shabbos, the carbon sibur. But a carbon toida is a private carbon, so you never offer a private carbonos on Shabbos. Therefore, we don't say mizmor l'soda on Shabbos. B'Shabbos uviyom tov ein oimer mizmor l'soda mivnei shekarban toida ba b'shnedava ve'ein mivim nedarim nedavos b'Shabbos uviyom tov gam ein oimer oiso. When else? Bechol hamoed shel Pesach, because it has 10 breads that are chametz. There's a company like 40 breads, 30 are matzah, 10 are chametz, and you may not offer chametz on Pesach. B'nei she'ein karben toide ba'oz, l'fi she'im ha'toide tzim lovi asara lachme chametz. When else do we not say mizmor l'soda? V'loi be'erev Pesach. Why? But you can bring carbon. How many go past bagel hole on erev Pesach? It's packed. It's packed. Past all the different bagel stores, they're packed Erev Pesach. So what's the problem? If you go, you can have your nice breakfast in bagel hall Erev Pesach. So why can't you bring early in the morning a carbon taida? The answer is because you can technically. How long are you allowed to eat the breads of the toda? The entire day. Until the day is over, and even the following night, you can eat the breads that day plus the following evening. but not the next day. You have a day, it's like Kodshei Kodashim, a day and the following night. And anything that's left over until the following morning, Vahanoisa has to be burnt. So but being that there's chametz, and chametz has to be burnt by the end of the fifth hour, and had not to be consumed by the sixth hour, so we are limiting the zman of achila. You're not accustomed to such a thing. Normally, when you bring carbon tayda, you can eat it the entire day and the following night. But on this day, you only can eat it for a much shorter period of time. And because you're not accustomed to it, you may accidentally leave it over. It will become noiser. And noiser is an avera. You're not allowed to leave it over. We don't want to put you in that situation where you may leave it over. So the minhag was, they did not offer a carbon tayda erev Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like they did not offer the Beis HaMikdash carbon tayda, therefore we follow Zecher LeMikdash. We do not recite Mizum L'Sod on erev Pesach. The loy be'er Pesach Yishem lo yuchlu l'ochlam ad zman atzir chametz v'yitztorchu l'sarfon. So let me ask you a question. So why don't we take a lead from this and not eat erev Pesach chametz? Right? Why is everyone in such a rush to eat chametz? But you, if you're going to buy, you're going to purchase chametz, there's no prohibition. You're allowed to purchase, you're allowed to go erev Pesach and buy an hour before the Zman Achila. You go to bagel hole, you buy a bagel, and you eat it. Why are you allowed to purchase? Maybe if you have chametz left over from before, we let you on the bol bayom to purchase and to make chametz. Why don't we take a lead from carbon toida, just like you don't offer a carbon toida for the first time on erev Pesach, even though you have plenty of time, you can bring the carbon toida 6 o'clock in the morning, and you have a number of hours until the zman beer. Yet, no, don't bake chametz erev Pesach. So bishlam, if we have leftover chametz from the day before, from the week before, you have some cereal, you have an old bagel, okay, but to go erev Pesach and to prepare new chametz and to purchase new chametz and to eat new chametz, why don't we learn from the carbon toida? The answer is very simple, because there's no avera. When it comes to a carbon toida, there is a prohibition. Don't leave over. There is a loisaseh. You're not allowed to leave over. It's kodoshim. And if you do leave over, you have to destroy it. And that's not a good thing. It's not an ideal thing to burn kodshim, which become pasul. It's a higher standard. Today, we have chulin. There is no such higher standard for chulin. There's nothing wrong with actually baking chametz erev Pesach, or purchasing chametz even 5 minutes before the zman. Whatever you'll eat, you'll eat. Whatever you won't eat, you'll burn. Because it's only chulin. Don't confuse chulin with a carbon toda, which is kachim, and it's much more delicate, much more severe, and there we're much more careful not to begin a process in the morning of erev Pesach, which has a much shorter period of time. Next. When else do we not recite Mizmar L'Soda V'loi Be'erev Yom HaKippurim? Why not? Same issue. Because the night, normally you can eat it, you eat it the entire day plus the following night. But the night of Yom Kippur, you're not eating dinner. There is no food the following night of Yom Kippur. Therefore, we eat Mayit Zman Achila, and we have the same sensitivity to Kodashim. We do not want to come to Beis HaPsol, and Melu maybe Kodashim Lidei Psol. Vav, Im Ichar Milov Lubeis HaKnesis, Aliach HaShishchilu HaTzibu L'Spalol. Now he's going to tell us all the different rules of what has kedima and psuk dezimra. V'im yispal kesedu lo yagia lespal tilos shmona esrei imohem. If you come late and if you say everything that it says in the siddur, you're not going to make it to shmona esrei. V'ikur hu sheyispal shmona esrei imatzib. V'ikur is yishum yispal shmona esrei with a tzibur. Alkein. So what should you do? Yidal yochol ledayek hasher yispar. You can skip. What can you skip? So he's going to give us the rules. Ach berchas al netil. There are a few things that you shall never ever skip. Never skip the bracha of al netilas yodayim, ubirchas hatoyra, ubirchas elokai neshama laolam tzarich lemar koydim hatfil. Now why? Because the tilas yodayim was established like the kohen who does. One of the reasons we learned this in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who does the avoda. There are a number of reasons. Number one is because of ruach hatoma. Right, that was one reason. You wake up in the morning, there's a ruach hatoma, so you have to remove the tumah from your hands. Chazal b'msakin yishmek bracha when you remove that tumah. But that's not the ikar. The ikar reason why you do netilas yodayim is because because you're like a Kohen. Every single Yisrael is like a Kohen, and before the Kohen does Avodah, he washes his hands from the Kiyar. So when you come to daven before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing your private avoda to Hashem, and you have to wash your hands from the kiyar. The local sink is your local kiyar. You have to wash your hands and make a bracha. But once you finish davening, it's done. When the Kohen finishes bringing the carbon, he does not go to the kiyar to wash his hands. It's too late. So once you finish davening, it's too late to make a bracha of al netilas yadayim, because the zman of washing your hands has already passed. And don't tell me, oh, but you have to wash your hands because you have on your hands a ruach of tumah. That's a secondary reason. That's a mystical reason. See, today we're much more interested in the mystical things than we are in the ikar halacha. So yes, the average person, why are you washing your hands like this? Because I woke up in the morning, there's a ruach hatumah on my hands, and I have to remove it, and I make a special bracha. Guess what? There's no ruach hatumah. In fact, we learned this, that many poskim said that b'zman hazeh, this whole, we're not on a level of kedusha where we really have this spiritual contamination on our hands. And that's why b'zman hazeh were very lean. If you touch food, you're not allowed to throw the food out, because we're not sensitive to this type of mystical tumah. The ikar reason why you wash your hands is because before you pray to Hashem, you have to wash your hands like a kohen. Avar zman, batel karbono. You finish davening, there's no purpose in washing your hands anymore. You can no longer make a bracha. And why don't we say the bracha of Asher Yotzer when you finish the Berachas HaTorah, because you said Ahava Rabba. Ahava Rabba can substitute as a Berachas HaTorah. So once you say Ahava Rabba, it's too late to say Berachas HaTorah. And what about Al-Kai Neshama? We mentioned this yesterday, because once you say the Berach of Tchiyas HaMesim, Chayim Mesim, it's too late to say Al-Kai Neshama. So these three Berachas, according to the Kitzur, must always be said before davening, no matter what. Don't even start to think about davening Shemona Esrei unless you said these three, daven the Tfil, unless you said these three Berachas. Everything else you can say afterwards. All of these other brachas can be said b'diavad after you finish your Shmona Esrei. Let's say you did not say these brachas in your home. Some people, many postmen tell us that's what you should do. That b'sman hazeh we're much too distracted at home. Much too distracted. You wake up in the morning, the first thing you look at is your email. How many people go there? The first thing, look at the email. The first thing in the morning, we're much too distracted. So it's a greater ideal to come to shul and say all of the brachas in shul from beginning to end with kavana, with patience, and you pay attention. Because if you're going to say the brachas at home, you may get confused. You may not remember which bracha you said, which you didn't say, which one you mumbled, which one you half mumbled. Better come to shul early and say all the brachas from the siddur from beginning to end. You have no choice. These three brachas must be before, even if you're going to delay. He's very machmir. And not all, I think the Mishnah Berurah is not as machmir. I didn't get a chance to see inside, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you cannot daven Shmona Esrei unless you begin Yotzer Ar. You have to say Kriya Shema after Baruch Hu, where you start the bracha of Yotzer Ar. You must say every single word until Shmona Esrei. You cannot skip those brachas. Only under the extreme circumstances are you allowed to skip those brachas according to the Mishnah Berurah and just daven Shmona Esrei. Many women do this. Women who don't have time to daven because they're taking care of children or they're extremely busy, and anyway, not mechuyev in tefillah like a man to the same degree, they just can say Kriya Shema and daven Shmona Esrei and skip everything from after Baruch Hu until Shmona Esrei. But a man who anyway has to say these brachas, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, even if you're going to miss davening Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, you're going to have to daven Shmona Esrei b'yichidus. It's too bad. You'll daven b'yichidus. You may not skip the Birchus Kriya Shema everything after Baruch Hu until Shmona Esrei must be said word by word. You must say Kriya Shema, and Kriya Shema has brachos before and after, and the last bracha is Goal Yisrael, which leads into Shmona Esrei to be Mekayim the Inyan of being Soimech Geula L'Tfila, and that has precedence Kedima over davening with a minion. I will short. What?
You come to shul late and you're saying halal.
Yes, so you say halal with the tzibar. And then you'll daven later on. That we learned that the halal does not need to be said after the Shemon Esrei. Halal can be said with the tzibar, and you'll daven the Shemon Esrei and you'll feel later on. The gam, avol shor, habrachos, v'chol, all of the other brachos, referring to brachos hashachar, the brachos that we mentioned of shenos lasech vina, v'chulu, and all of the other bracha, and the other brachos, and the other bracha, Ravoshara brachas v'chol haseder upsukei dezimra b'li birchas baruch shama v'shtabach yochol la'omra gam lachar tefila. You can say you can't baruch shama, it's only baruch shama, and yishtabach must be said before. If you don't say baruch shama and yishtabach before Shmona Esrei, okay, we'll come to that later on. But everything else can be said after davening. Okay, let's go further. A Zion. You have on your bottom anything on the bottom over here? You don't have anything on the bottom, right? Okay, so I have here on the bottom. Surely prepare some of this stuff. Okay, maybe next time. This is Zayin. Ulechein liachar shomar shalosh brachos hamiskarim leil. After you say the three brachos of al netilas yadayin and birchas haTorah and elokai neshama, v'hineiach talis utfil. You put on your talis utfil. Im hu roya ki ein loy oid zman shiyochol leagil lespal shon esrei im atzibar. Ela kishayidalek v'yaskol bebrachos yotzar oz yaskol shom. You put on. You make those three brachos al netilas yadayin. Birchas HaTorah, Elokai Neshama, you put on your talis and tefillin, and you realize, if I don't start now and start saying Yotzer Or, I will never make it to the finish line with the tzibur. So what should you do? You can skip the entire Pesukei de Zimra. The Im Yeshla, okay, that's the first thing. You can skip the entire thing from beginning to end, just go to the bracha of Yotzer Or. Skip. The Im Yeshla. Lo zman lo magam baruch shamar utehila lo David at Zayfo. Now, if you have a few more moments, what has priority? The first thing is to say yishtabach. That's baruch shamar.
First, you're skipping the tilas yadayim.
No, you're not. No, we're not. You can never skip. Those can never be skipped. Netilas yadayim, birchas haTorah, and elokai neshama. You can never ever skip. Never. According to the Kitzur, you can skip Asher Yotzar. You can skip the whole Birchas HaShachar. They can be skipped. But you cannot skip those three brachas. Now you walk into shul and you put on your talis and tefillin. You have to be wearing your talis and tefillin when you daven Shemona Esrei. You put on your talis and tefillin, and you realize if you don't start saying Yotzer Or, you're not going to make it to daven with the tzibur. So you can skip the entire Pesukei de Zimra. Let's say you have another 2 minutes. You can say something. What's the next item, the next priority? To say Baruch She'omar. If you have another moment, say Ashrei. Vim yesh lezman lomar gam Baruch She'omar v'tila l'david at soifai d'haynu shem kotsho li'olom vo'ed v'yishtabach yo'imam. The next thing is to say Yishtabach. Baruch She'omar. Ashrei Yishtabach. Yesh lo zman yoyser yermagam haleluka halelu kel b'kodsho. The last. There are five halelukas to say the last. That's the shortest. That's the smallest one. That's the next item of priority. Ad kol hanashama to haleluka haleluka. Yesh oid zman yoyser yermagam haleluka halelu es Hashem en Hashem. Number three. Haleluka number three. That's the longest of the halelukas. Next, Yesh Loi Oidzman Yosu Yemagam Shor Halukas. Say all of the Halukas. The other three which you skipped. All the three. Yesh Loi Oidzman Yosu Yemagam Vayavarech Dov. The next thing that has priority is to say Vayavarech Dov. Not to say Baruch Hashem Li Oilam Amen Yamein. Skip that. Just say Vayavarech Dov. Ad L'Shem Tifartecha. Until L'Shem Tifartecha. That's three quarters down. Vayavarech Dov. V'im Yesh Loi Oidzman Yosu Yomer Hoidu. Next thing that you would say is to say, I think it's very complex calculations. You have to have in your mind a chip an algorithm. You come into shul, how much time do I have? You have a whole chart. Why don't you just come to shul on time? You don't have all these problems. Next thing to say is, Yoimar Hoidu ad Vuhurachum. You say Hodu until the Vuhurachum and the Hodu. The Yidaleg Vuhurachum, skip Vuhurachum, the Yidaleg ad Vuhurachum, Shekoidim Ashrei, Visham Yaskil, and you skip until the Vuhurachum, which comes before Rachum. So the next thing to say is, Yehi Chavod, which is before Vuhurachum Shekoidim. Shekoidem Ashrei, Visham Yaskel. He doesn't say the Vihichavot. Skip the Vihichavot. Skip all the way until the Vurachim and Visham Yaskel. I guess he means to say you should say the last pasuk of Vihichavot. You didn't say the Vihichavot, the Vurachim by Hodu. So go and say, skip that Vurachim. Say the Vurachim at the last pasuk of Vihichavot.
You didn't say anything about Mizmor and
Sofi. No, nothing. You skip that. You totally skip that. Yeah, that's the least item of priority. That's the first thing to say because it's short, because it's so short you can say it in 10 seconds. He doesn't say it. Hitaka doesn't say it. Yeah, I don't know, he doesn't say it. That's pretty much the priority, the items of priority in for the weekly. Let's review. First thing to say is Baruch Shama. Next is Ashrei. Next is Yishtabach. The next thing to say is the last Halleluka. The next is the third Halleluka. The next is the other three Hallelukas. The next thing is to say Vayivarech David until L'shem Tifartecha. The next thing is to say Hodu until V'hurachum. And then you say the word, then you say V'hurachum. If you have more time to say V'hurachum, which is the V'hurachum, the last Pasek of the end of the Yichavot, leading into Ashrei. What's left to say, which he doesn't tell us, what's left is the second half of Hodu, the whole Yichavod, the whole Mizmor L'Soda, Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amin V'Amin. No, he said all the other halukas. Halukas. The Baruch Hashem Li'olam, and then the second half of Vayivarech David with Chorel Sibor HaBris and the Shira. So those he does not give any kedima. It appears you can do whatever you want for those things. What does Mishnah Berurah say?
First two halalukas, most important. Then halaluka el bakacha.
The first two are the most important. First two.
And then
the last, then the number five, yeah.
Then back the arms, four, number three, and then number five is the, you know, less omachim bezikim, that one.
But what about Ashrei? What about Ashrei?
Ashrei, of course, you say. But Mizmor L'Soda, you gotta say.
No matter what?
So, he said that you say Baruch Shama, you know, Mizmor L'Soda, Ashrei, two Halalukas by Baruch David. That's L'chol HaPochos, you know. If you have the time, but that's the pecking order.
Okay.
And you're going backwards in the order here like that. But Yichavod comes before a couple of these things also.
But he doesn't mention altogether, right?
Right.
So it appears there's a very great difference in opinion from the Mishnah Berurah and the Kitzur as what else can be more.
Baruch David also from
breaking it up.
The Yom and the Chemyel.
The two parts of Baruch David, correct. And the second part, Atul of Zechar. What?
Yeah, Rabbi Sproul always has his own sheet.
Oh, yeah, well, the different. Yeah, let's see what it says here. Okay, very good, excellent. I'm reading here from the article Siddur. Let's see what it says here. Mi Now he says something over here, Asha Yotzar. What? We're assuming you wash your hands at home. That's the common custom. You wash your hands at home. At home you do not say the bracha because of many reasons. You come to shul and you say. So here he says Asher. So here he's saying, I think he's going from the Mishnah Berurah. He says, not like the kids, so you should say Asher Yotzar.
He starts off in the kotzar, right?
In Azman Kotzar.
So he doesn't make it mandatory. You must say
I don't think that's a D. It's a sum. You have a very short amount of time. Im azman kotzar ma'od. It's very kotzar ma'od. Yinich tals tefillin yom ha-birchas al netilas yadayim asher yotzar l'kai birchas ha-torah. Okay, so he says over here, netilas yadayim asher yotzar l'kai. He adds in asher yotzar. Not like the kitzah, which makes no mention of asher yotzar. Okay, he groups together asher yotzar l'kai neshama. Okay, everything else the same. Then he says Birchas HaTorah. Fine. Next, Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, okay, Yishtabach. So far the same. Now that's all he says. Okay. Then he goes on. V'kriyas Shema Birchasechem Yesh Oidzman Yom Hashem Yisrael Lufi Seder HaKadima DeLaHalon. Okay, what's the HaKadima LaHalon? Now he goes here the Kadima. Aleph. Mizmar Halalu Kel B'Kadsha. That's number 5. So far, so good. That's exactly what the Kitta says. Base. Mizmar Halalu Es Hashem and Hashalom. That's number 3. Exactly the Kitta. Next. Hamizmarim Halli Nafshiki Tov Zamer V'Shul Hashem. That's some same thing. That's the other, it's the remaining 3 of the Halukas. Next. Vayivarech David Al Hashem Tifartecha. So here he is differing. Because according to the Kitta, the next thing you say is Hodu, right? Isn't that what we said? No. This is no. The Vayivarech David says say no. I'm sorry to say Vayivarech David. Say Vayivarech David. So still the same. Hey, Hodu ad pasuk v'rachum v'idalek ad v'rachum shalifnei asher. Exactly what it says. Vav ah. Here is where he differs. Mizmar l'soda, and it gives you mukar ayin aruch hashulchan. The aruch hashulchan appears to fill in the kitz shochlach. He either disagrees, or I didn't see the aruch hashulchan. You should say mizmar l'soda. Then zayin. Then he doesn't give any hakdama. Yeser psuke dizimra. Okay, so let's review sach hakol one more time, just to clarify. 3 things are critical. Al nitilas yodayin. Elokai neshama and Bircha Satora, and we explain because you can't say al netilas yadayim after davening, because once you daven, there's no reason to say. You're only washing as a hachana for davening. When davening is over, it's too late. Elokai neshama. Once you say mechayim esim, you can't say elokai neshama. You can't say Bircha Satora later on. Once you say ahava rabba, you can't say Bircha Satora. So these are going to be lost forever. So you must make sure you say these 3 things. What about asher yatzar? Machlokes. Kitzer does not make any mention of Asher Yotzar. No big deal, you can say later on. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say you must say Asher Yotzar. Okay, that's next. What's the next most important thing to say? 3 things, a series. Baruch She'omar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. Those 3 things go together. Next.
Shabbos.
We'll come to Shabbos, and we'll Shabbos critical. Right? We'll come to that in a moment. Okay, next. Next, what's the next critical thing to say? We go in the Halalukas. The most critical halukah is the last. If you have more time, the 3rd, the longest, the shortest, the longest. If you have more time, doesn't make a difference. There are of the other 3, you fill in the other 3. What's the next thing, priority? So the next thing is Vayivarech David is the next item of priority. What comes after Vayivarech David? Machlekes between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kitzer. Kitzer says, go to Hodu. Go to Hodu until Vuhu Rachum, and then you say Vuhu Rachum, which is right before Ashrei. Just basically the Hodu. What does Yerach HaShulchan say? No! Before you say Hodu, better say Mizmar Lasoda. Okay? And then everything else, do whatever you want. The end of Hodu, the end of Ayverach David, Baruch Hashem Li'olam, Yihi Chavod, and Oz Yashir with Charosim Barbris and Vayosha and Oz Yashir, that you have your own choice what you want, what you'll say. Yeah.
The purpose of this was so that you should say Shemona Esrei
with the tzibur.
When they start?
No, you don't have to.
Question.
You don't have. That's an old Shaila. You don't have to. As long as the tzibur is. If you begin your Shemona Esrei,
still davening.
When someone. Different liberal interpretations of as if the tzibur is still davening their private Shemona Esrei. Let's say it takes the tzibur 7 minutes to daven Shemona Esrei. Okay, it's a long time, right? What? It's 9. That's what they say. That's what they say is the perfect time. That's I think.
I asked that once.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I asked them Dafka.
Who did you ask? Who? It's only called tefillah b'tzibur.
I was pushing him.
Interesting.
Answer me, but then when I said,
I've heard the shot. I have to show you the suit, but I've heard the shot. Your question is, if you're a little bit behind, right? You're not at the finish line yet, and the tzibur start is. Ideally, you should start together. The Olam says it's brought down in the post. Can you tell me a little bit different? That as long as the tzibur is still davening the Shemona Esrei, if you tag on, you join later. Like if you're in a shul where the standard rule on the clock 7 minutes. Shmona Esrei is 7 minutes. And now it's 6.5 minutes. And you begin Hashem Sifasai Tiftach at 6:35. Clock is ticking. You have fulfilled your obligation of tefillah b'tzib, even though you miss kedusha. You're supposed to stop and just think,
just listen.
Ideally, you should stop and just listen. The Olam said, now let's say you have a long shmoneh. Let's say you come to a shul and they have on the clock their shmoneh esrei is 3 minutes. The whole shmoneh esrei, the amida, is 3 minutes. You can't read the words that fast. It takes you, even if you start with them, even if you start early, you cannot finish in 3 minutes. So what do you do?
So you stop and you listen. That wasn't a good question.
There's nothing you can do in that case. You can't do so. You just stop and you listen. And you listen. But my question is, what happens if it takes them 7 minutes? That's, you can do it in 4 minutes. No problem. You're a pro. You can do it in 4 minutes. But today you're in a very religious mood, and you want to dwell. There's a certain bracha that you want to dwell on. You want to be mispallah for a full shleim for someone. You want to insert the Yehi Ratzon, and you want to say it very slowly, very carefully, with a lot of kavana. It means a lot to you today. If I'm going to slow down and say with a lot of kavana, I'm going to miss kedusha. I might even miss modem d'rabbanan. I might even miss who knows what I'll miss. Are you, so what should you do? Should you slow down and say with kavana, or should you take into consideration that you're going to miss? So all the poskim say, don't take into consideration missing kedusha. Better, you should be mechavin with all of your heart in the silent Shmona Esrei. You miss, you're not mechuyev to think about it. As long as you start with the tzibur, you start on time with the tzibur together with them, even if the tzibur takes, you're going to go slower and you're going to miss kedusha. Ideally, you should stop in the middle of the Shmona Esrei and you should listen to the kedusha, and you'll be yoytze with shemei ha'koina. But being yoytze with shemei ha'koina, of course, is not as good as actually saying the words. It doesn't matter. It's better to be mechavin during this moment of time where you're emelef ne'amelech than worry about not saying the words of kedusha. Yeah.
What happens if he's one of these six that they're waiting for?
No, then tircha de tzibura. You're not allowed to. Then you should not. Then you have to go fast. If you can't go, you can't go. You're not mechuyev to go. You're not mechuyev to go faster than what's than normally expected. If it normally takes an average person 4.5 minutes or 5 minutes, and they want you because of tircha, so you have to do it in 3 minutes or 2 minutes. That's ridiculous. So you don't need, too bad for you. I'll say it as fast as my lips can carry me. And if you have to wait for me for 1 minute, too bad for you. We're going in a situation where you're number 10 or you're number 6, whatever the story. How there's another shali, 6 feet 10, you'll need more, and it's going to take me 25 minutes. You're going to wait for me 25. It's ridiculous. Tirch of the Sibur. Yeah.
I had a story on the Lower East Side, Rabbi Sif.
Yeah.
I remember I was davening there at Mincha once, and I was a Shlita Tzibur. He tells me, because usually the covet is you wait for the Rav, right?
He tells you to go ahead.
So Rabbi Sif said, don't wait for me. But when you say Kiddush out loud, say all out loud, I want to hear it. You know, it's some about Tula, they just, you know, mumble about
mumble
the last part. He said, Mekoma and Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem Kavod. I want to hear that. As long as you say that out loud, don't wait for me. As long as there's 9 people, start Shmona Esrei.
Right?
Okay, I want to tell you one thing. I'll tell you this one, then we'll stop. We'll finish up this sip. But someone mentioned this to me recently. I don't know if it's true. He asked this a question. I doesn't have a clear answer. He seemed to think that he knows the answer, and he's machmir. Let's say it's very common, you're davening in shul, and you just can't keep up with the shliach tzibur in Birchus Kriya Shema. And you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, in the middle of Emes V'Yatziv, and they're now up to Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. Right? Okay, so I'll take me another 30 seconds, and then I will join with them. But when I join with them, it's my custom, this person who's davening, to daven a long Shmona Esrei, and he will normally miss saying Kedusha. So this person suggested that even though the halacha is that if you begin your Shmoneh Esrei anywhere, as long as the tzibur is still davening, like our previous example, as long as it takes them 7 minutes, if you begin your Shmoneh Esrei in 6.5 minutes, you have fulfilled your obligation of Tehillah B'Tzibur because you started. But if you are planning to daven a long Shmoneh Esrei and miss Kedusha, you're not allowed to start then.
You should wait
for the Shliach Tzibur to start, and you should read the Shmoneh Esrei with him word for word.
But what if he goes fast? Do you have some sort of zip?
Let's look. That's a problem. Let's not talk about that. Let's clarify the question. What he's trying to bring up? If you come to a shul, you're not going to. If you start late. And you're not going to make it. We're going to learn about that later on. What's the solution? The solution is you read your Shmoneh Esrei mila b'mila together with the Shliach Tzibur, and then when you read it with the Shliach Tzibur, you also say Kedusha. You're allowed to say the Kedusha together with the Shliach Tzibur. The only time you don't say the Kedusha is where you daven the Shmoneh Esrei together with the Tzibur during the silent Shmoneh Esrei, and you're slow. And the Shliach Tzibur begins the Chazar Sashatz. Then you're in the middle. So then you're silent. You stop what you're doing, and you just listen to what the Shliach Tzibur says. So he suggested, this person, that this halacha that you're not obligated to take into consideration the fact that you're going to daven a long Shmoneh Esrei, and you're not going to be able to say the Kedusha with the Tzibur. You're going to have to be silent. That is only true if you start exactly together with the tzibur. When the tzibur says Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael, you are saying Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael, and you start. If you're starting together at the same exact moment, then you're not obligated to take into consideration the fact that you're going to daven a long silent Shmoneh Esrei, and you're going to miss Kedusha, and you'll just be Mahar. Because you're not Mechuyif. Right now, I'm Oymel Lefnei HaMelech, and when you're Oymel Lefnei HaMelech, you have to daven with Kavana. That's your number one priority. The number one priority in davening is the Shmoneh Esrei, where you're Oymel Lefnei HaMelech, to daven with Kavana, nothing else counts. You're going to miss Kedusha, so you'll miss Kedusha. You're not mechuyev to take that into consideration. That's only true if you're not a posheya. If you're starting the Shmoneh Esrei together with the Shliach Tzibur. But if you are a latecomer, in other words, you're giving the Tzibur 7 minutes to say the silent Shmoneh Esrei, and you're going to start your posheya. You're going to start your Shmoneh Esrei 5 minutes into the 7 minute period of time. And you're planning to daven the long Shmoneh Esrei and miss the Kedusha that you're not allowed to do. Since you're already starting 5 minutes into the Shmoneh Esrei, you're not starting together with them. You know how to start now. If you're going to start now, you're going to miss Kedusha. If you're going to miss Kedusha, you have no excuse. You're mechuyev to wait the other two minutes for the Shliach Tzibur to begin and to read along with him mila b'mila. And even though your kavanah will not be so great, too bad. That's you should have come earlier. If you want to daven a real good Shmoneh Esrei, your number one priority is to start with them. That's a very critical idea, a very powerful idea. You have an obligation, davening. What is davening? Davening is, the ikar is the amida, but it's more than just the amida. It's to start the very beginning of the amida with the shliach, with the tzibur. If you want to start late, okay, you could start late. You'll get credit. Provided that you're quick. You'll be able to finish your Shmoneh Esrei before the end. Yeah.
Was he waiting for the Rav? And it's not the Rav davens a long Shmoneh Esrei.
Yeah.
So let's say, exactly your circumstance, so let's say it's not 5 minutes, it's 2 minutes into it. And you know that Rav is going to go another 5 minutes, and you take 3 minutes.
Go for it.
In your own mind, you quickly make this mental calculation.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to complete Shmoneh Esrei before the Rav finishes Shmoneh.
Go for it.
Or at least,
go for it.
Valtvila says, HaMelech, you know, up to Morgan of Ram, because halacha is you have to.
No. He doesn't.
Are you allowed to use that calculation?
No. What do you mean? Right now is the Shliach Tzibur, has he already started?
No. hasn't. You're up to it. You were late. You start. You go Yisrael.
It's not the Rav. It's the Shliach Tzibur.
No,
when
no,
is the Shliach?
The thing is, you're into your silent Shmona Esrei.
Yeah.
You're into their silent Shmona Esrei. 2 minutes already. Now you're going to start talking.
Okay.
Normally, if the Rav hadn't been there, they would 4 minutes maybe. But the Rav davens long Shmona Esrei.
Okay, and they wait for him.
And they wait for him.
Okay.
So your calculation goes. You know the Rav. He davens at 5, 6, and they wait.
So go for it.
Yeah. Go for it.
Why not?
Sure.
Why not? Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. It's late. We'll do the Shabbos. What we do on Shabbos next time. We'll stop and take a break. Let's take a break for a few minutes.
Risk of Rav. We were told that he took 20 minutes to mug it up rum.
20 minutes.
Very fit.
Wow.
Still mug it up rum is 20 minutes.
They say that one of the other Soloveitchiks, of Chaim Soloveitchik, he died in a very fast Shmoneh Esrei, like 10 seconds. So they said to him, you know, it's not nice here. The Rav over here in this town, the Rav has to have him. So you know what? Before you walk back, just stand there for a few moments. I say the Shmoneh Esrei very quickly, but cover at Seymour. When you finish the Shmoneh Esrei, just stand there before you walk back. So he said, I already do that.
I have an ongoing war in my office.
Yeah.
He says, don't wait for me for Shmoneh Esrei. He waves you on. I said, no, there's an Indian of Kavanah Rav.
Okay.
And he says, an Indian of Tirchut Tzibura. And he doesn't want to listen to me. And I gave him an example. Let's say a stranger walks into the shul for the first time, and they say, what kind of shul is this? They don't wait
for the rabbi.
It could be a shame around the shul. But they still can't win.
See, by me, it was one shul I was learning in.